Just,
careful of that snake there, will you? Yeah, careful. You don't want to fall on that. All right.
There.
Hang on. Hang on.
Okay.
Nope. That's not a...
How's...
Wait, hold it.
How's that? Are the levels, is that working out?
Almost there. Almost there.
Ah, craftsmen plying their trade. It's goddamn glorious is what it is.
Well, this seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Yeah, man, whose stupid idea was this anyway?
Well, you know, that would be mine, I'm afraid. I thought it would be a perfect way to...
Yeah, wait. Gotcha.
Ah,
there you
good,
are.
Good, good.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff,
yes, sir.
Could you give me a level over there?
Yep.
That mic over there. The one to the right. Yeah.
Okay. Check. Check. Test. Test. Check. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch poor Rover a bone. But when she bent over, Rover took over, for Rover had a bone of his own.
Perfect. Can I use that?
It's all yours, man.
Thanks. I will use it wisely.
Yeah, use it unwisely.
Okay, Captain, I believe we are ready to set sail here.
Alrighty then. Prepare to cast off, Mr. Keynes.
In 3, 2.
Fuse box.
Ah, that's the way the show's supposed to start, huh? We are in good hands, Mr. Rose.
Safer than if you were in the arms of Jesus. This is Fusebox number 32, live from Suicide Sally's. And you are buying the next round of donuts.
And inebriated, good evening to you fine folks. This is indeed Fusebox show number 32, live from Suicide Sally's. And I would be delighted to get the next round. And welcome to our little party, everyone. I'm your somewhat sober host, Mark Rose, and as you may have noticed, we're going live, as they say, with our very first remote show.
And quite possibly our very last remote show.
Right you may very well be, Mr. Keynes. Yes, folks, we're trying something new here. I'm joined, of course, by the aforementioned Milt Keynes, Fusebox board op extraordinaire, and Jeff Pollard, my co-conspirator on all things Fusebox. And we're enjoying tasty and necessary beverages at one of Portland's best-kept secrets in a favorite watering hole of Fusebox, cast and crew, Suicide Sally's Bar and Grill, discreetly tucked away at...
Hey, this place is too good to share, man.
He's right. Besides, do we want to invite stalkers?
Well, maybe. Depends on whether or not they have a nice setup.
I'm pretty sure we don't have to worry about any stalkers.
What are you saying, man? We all have a face for radio?
Precisely.
Suddenly I feel very bad about myself.
Yeah, man. Thanks for that unasked-for come-to-Jesus moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I divulge some information you weren't aware of?
Hell no. Personally, I'm uglier than a mud post, but, you know, I...
But you're sexy as shit, Miltward F. Keynes.
Well, at least Pollard likes me. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no sweat, big guy.
Okay. I apologize for suggesting you aren't stalker-worthy. Folks, if you would like to stalk Milt Keynes, his address is 47 South...
let, Well, let's not completely go off the rails here. Damn, how many donuts have you had already, anyway?
Oh, wait, are we counting drinks now? No one told me we're counting drinks.
I've had as many Negronis as you've had. By the way, what is that you're drinking?
Yeah. Yoo-hoo and vodka.
Oh, my God. Yoo-hoo and
I just vomited a little in my mouth.
Nectar of the gods, my friends. Don't knock it till you try it.
I'll pass. Thank you very much.
And by the way, I haven't seen anyone drink that in years.
Who, me? Are you scoffing at the champagne of beers and my dog-given right to kick back and enjoy the high life, Milt? I'm surprised at you. You hurt my feeling.
Nah, I'm more of an old German man myself.
I did not know that about you. Folks, if there are any old German men out there who would like to stalk Milt, he once again lives at 47 South...
Okay, let's get back to the show or order another round.
I vote for both.
There, that's the only thing that's made any sense so far.
No, thank you, darling. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir.
You know, it's shameless the way you two flirt.
Hey, speaking of which, Milt... Thanks for pimping out your little sister to me a couple of shows ago, on the air.
I think you'd like each other, man. But if you're happy sitting home alone every night watching I Dream a Genie reruns...
Ooh, nice pull. You can't go wrong with Barbara Eden, but I am more of an Elizabeth Montgomery man myself.
Oh, man, Lizzie Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a big crush on her.
Oh, I think everybody did.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, man, Jacinda... What do you think?
Well, I think she's cuter than a speckled pup. No, seriously, she's really pretty. But you know, a pretty face and a great body are a dime a dozen, man, so I'd need to know a lot more about her, personality-wise and the like. I mean, you know, like, what does she do for a living?
She's an actress, so...
Uh-oh.
What? She's an actress. He's an actor.
Oh, nothing. Really, it's just... I dated an actress once, and...
Yeah, let's just say that didn't work out.
Yeah, that.
Look, man, I totally get it. Serious. But, Jacinda...
Oh, I'm sure her parents love her very much.
No, she really is a sweet girl. Seriously, I wouldn't set you up with a psycho.
Oh, I know you wouldn't. I'm just, you know, a little gun-shy right now, that's all. Nothing personal.
And speaking of psycho...
I know. Janine... I don't know, man. I guess I thought maybe, you know, that maybe if she got her life together, you might be interested in meeting her since, well, you know, you're not exactly dancing the light fantastic socially.
Do you know anybody who really is?
Look, I have my hands full with the Japanese pocket squirrels as it is, so...
Seriously.
I mean, you know, sure. It'd be outstanding to meet someone and all that, but... Well, I don't know. I just don't
think... Say no more, Kimasabi. Janine's a handful. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, guys, if we're going to talk about our love lives, this is going to be a really short and depressing as shit show. So you know what? I'm going to go get us another round of donuts. You guys go ahead and stay here and right the ship.
Excellent idea.
Saved by the beer.
Hey, Milt, can you do a marker here?
Sure. You want to do one?
Yeah. It'll give us some reset space.
Oh, yeah, sure. Coming right up, Kevin.
Excellent and fantastic. Grand. Cool. Back in a second.
The show for everybody, but not everybody will like it.
We are back! Yeah, just like magic, huh?
Oh, it's a razzle-dazzle spectacle in here.
Sorry for that strange meandering there and extremely personal interlude, folks, but I guess the damn demon rum got the better of us there for a bit. But we're feeling much better now, so on with the show, shall we? If you've been faithful followers of the fantastical fun here on Fusebox, you know that the last show had a few unexpected glitches due to unforeseen circumstances and assorted technical difficulties that were brought about by...
stupidity?
Well, perhaps. Unfortunately, we can't say with certainty what exactly happened. Other than our intrepid and usually faithful board op here went MIA for a spell. And so I had to ask Jeff to fill in, which he so kindly did. However,
it was a complete and total clusterfuck. Guys?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. You did fine, man. Especially considering you were thrown to the damn wolves.
Next round's mine. No, you did a fabulous job. I'm just sorry I had to put you in such a spot.
That's all right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
So, where were you anyway, Milt?
There has got to be a story here. Of that, I am 100% certain.
And you would be 100% correct.
Oh, man. I can't wait for this.
Should we go dark here? Or...
No, not at all. I have absolutely nothing to hide.
Apparently.
Besides, you guys kind of bared it all there a few minutes ago, so it's only fair, right?
That's true. That's very true.
No. Well, what happened was that after the show when, I tried to set you guys up with my sisters Janine and Jacinda.
Yeah.
I decided to go visit Janine at the, the place where she lives with about 1,500 other women. And, I sort of felt bad about the way she may have come across a couple of shows ago, so
right.
I figured I'd surprise her with a visit and a little gift to maybe cheer her up.
You're a good brother.
You know, and because her birthday was in October, I...
So when you say gift,
just a little something to, celebrate with, like to brighten her day.
Are you sure we don't want to go dark here?
Dead sure.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad, really. I mean, I've been in a lot worse situations, believe me.
I have no doubt.
Hell, like that one time in the Philippines when what I thought was a woman came over and grabbed me by the...
Hey, time and place, Milt. Time and place.
Sorry. Yeah, anyway, I go to visit Janine at the pie warehouse. And, I get caught.
What? You got caught? What does that mean?
I know what it means. It means you got caught.
Right.
Which means you also got detained.
Right again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a little date with the rubber glove brigade. Man, there was no love, man.
Poor bastard.
Oh, it wasn't so bad, really. Hell, back when I was 19 and trying to put myself through college, I spent... one summer with this woman my mother played bridge with as her, personal assistant, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I learned a lot from Mistress.
Mistress?
I learned a lot from her. Let me tell you. But I was lucky compared to the other boys.
Wait, other boys?
Yeah, there were like, five of us in her stable. I mean, screw it. I was a pony boy one summer when I was 19, okay?
A pony boy?
I'll explain it to you later, man.
What?
So, yeah, like I said, that whip-wielding strap-on psycho could teach those rookies down at the pen a thing or two about search and seizure. No, this ain't old Milt's first rump rodeo.
Yeah, I suppose it's just way too damn late to go dark, huh?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That ship has sailed, Captain. For sure.
You know, this is going to be an image that stays with me a while.
Yeah, there's not enough soap in the world to clean up what she did.
Good share. Good share. So, you're okay in the end?
See what you did there. Well played, Mr. Pollard, well played.
Well, I do what I can with what I got.
Anyway, I was able to convince them that my gift was actually for personal medicinal use.
And they let you off with a slap on the ass.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, that's why I was late for the show.
Oh, man.
I promise it won't happen again.
Well, did they at least buy you dinner after violating you like that?
Yeah, very funny. Actually, I did get a phone number out of the deal.
What? No
way. You got a phone number? From a woman? You mean like for a date?
Yep. Sometimes it's good to be milked, boys.
I guess.
Unbelievable, man.
You are a god among mortals, Canes.
So tell us about her.
Yeah, does she have any sisters?
Well, her name is Valerie. She has a gentle touch and very small hands.
Ah, to be young and in love.
That certainly doesn't describe anyone at this table.
Hey!
Mr. Baker! Hey, man, I wondered if we might run into you. Grab a seat.
That's the best offer I think I've had all day.
Hi, Milk Kings.
Kelly Baker. Yeah, I've heard a lot about you.
More than you should, I'm sure. Let me buy you a drink.
I stand corrected. That's the best offer I've had all day. So what's going on? Hopefully I'm interrupting something.
No, not at all. No, we're actually doing the show right now.
Yeah, we've always wanted to do a remote show, so, you know, tonight was as good as any to give it a try. Especially after the last show. Jesus, that was rough.
Yeah, we all heard that one. Don't they know you hate technology?
I shit the bed, man. I shit the bed.
Ouch.
Man, I totally spaced and forgot to ask you what you were drinking, but Sally was already headed over with your Chardonnay, so...
Chardonnay? Please. I ordered Chablis. And good old Sal, she always knows what I need.
Ah, man, I love having a regular place like this where they have your drinks ready before you even sit down.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
So why don't I go back over to the bar until you guys are done and then rejoin you?
Actually, we're just wrapping things up, so, you know, feel free to stick around. In fact,
yeah.
why don't we get you mic'd and maybe we can hear.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, how about this? Got that?
Yeah, let me. All right, he's on three.
Yeah, great. And maybe we can talk about what you've been up to lately.
Oh, why not?
Fabulous. Well, folks, we have a special guest joining our little experiment here. Filmmaker, teacher, author, and barbecue master chef. The angry filmmaker himself, Kelly Baker.
Here, here.
Thanks for having me again.
Indeed. Thanks so much for being here. Kelly's been a guest on our show before. And so he knows the travesty that will ensue.
Oh, yeah.
So, what kinds of projects have you been working on since we last chatted?
You know, I'm doing a lot of writing. I'm working on a book about traveling the country with my dog, which I did for about 7 years. It's kind of a cross between John Steinbeck and Jack Kerouac, with some Hunter S. Thompson thrown in for the craziness.
Yeah, now that's a winning combination.
And I'm still editing my film on Kay Boyle. I want to get that thing done. I mean, it's only been 30 years, right?
So why don't you talk a bit about that Kay Boyle documentary? Because I don't think a lot of folks are probably familiar with her.
Well, Kay was the last living American expatriate from Paris in the 1920s. So she was in Paris with all the writers, Hemingway and all those guys. She and Hemingway hated each other. It was pretty funny. She calls him a bastard at one point in my film. But she witnessed and wrote about almost every major event of the 20th century. And she was blacklisted and accused of being a communist in the 50s, late 40s, early 50s. She was arrested for protesting the Vietnam War in the 60s. She was this amazing woman who really, really, really encapsulated, you know, all the history of the 20th century. And she was incredibly political, but she was amazingly prolific. I hung out with her for about the last 10 years of her life. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, and an amazing period of time, too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm also writing a book about that. There's a lot of stuff that has happened over the years that I can't put in the movie.
Yeah.
And so they're going into the companion book.
Cool.
And then I've been doing a lot of writing too, short stories, some short fiction stuff. And I want to do a one-man show that I've been working on. It's called What the Fuck? An Evening with the Angry Filmmaker.
Well, it's a perfect companion piece for your book series. Filmmaker's Survival Guide, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So I've been working on that. So, you know, it's a lot of balls in the air, you know, because I'm also taking on freelance work because I got to pay the bills and I got to eat.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, that's the bad part of all this shit, isn't
it? Pay the bills.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sound designing a couple of things, working on I'm going to do sound on a documentary for a friend of mine on Kentucky bourbon. Talk about a project I can get behind.
That'll be a hoot.
Yeah, it's actually, he did a Tennessee whiskey film, which was a really great film, too. So I'm looking forward to this one. So, you know, I'm doing what it takes to have a little bit of spending money and stay out of jail.
You're one busy dude. That's a lot of projects, man.
Yeah, now if I can just get somebody to pay me even to do these things.
Now, that pretty much sums it up for all of us, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So, are you seeing anyone, Kelly?
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no.
I see dead people. Does that count?
Don't listen to them, Kelly. Look, we'll talk later, man.
Oh, I think maybe this is a good point in the program to sign off. Yes?
Oh, agreed. Agreed. Sooner the better.
I need another drink anyway.
Hey, what are you drinking, Milt? I was going to go say hello to Suicide Sal anyway.
Well, thank you, kind sir. I'll have a Yoo-Hoo and vodka. See if my order of chili tots is ready, if you don't mind.
They got good tots. Good tots. Good tots.
I love how you get kind of the room in there, too.
Yeah, I know. The full back's a little wonky, but hey, live stuff, man.
Whatever. It's just ambient, baby. Oh, man. And so, dear friends, that will wrap up our first remote here at Fusebox.
Did he say Yoo-Hoo and vodka?
He's not kidding. He's completely not kidding, Kelly.
We hope you enjoyed this special little slice of reality and... that you won't hold it against us. And we'll tune into the next show 2 weeks hence.
Yes, please, please tune in.
On behalf of my fellow imbibers, Milt Caines and Jeff Pollard, I'd like to offer a very special thank you to Suicide Sally's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, here for Sally. Okay.
Thank you, from the Peanut Gallery. And also, of course, Kelly Baker.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks for coming by, man.
And
happy to be here.
I'm your newly mobile host, Mark Rose, thanking you for pushing play on this edition of Fusebox. So until our next cartoon.
Good show.
Fusebox. So, Kelly, are you seeing anyone?